It's just because of your soft, soft voice, Kevin.
It matches your soft, soft skin.
I'm recording too. There we go.
I want to include Kyle. I hope you recorded that nonsense because I want to include that.
Yeah.
I want to have a bean, but my beans are beans like a cat.
Solid cold opens.
Hey everybody, it's Sit Sockin' time. Welcome to a Sit Sock and Sit Socky adventure for Sit Sock friends.
I'm Kendrick.
Kyle. I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
Kevin.
I'm adjusting my microphone slightly because it is maxing out now.
Max
out. I haven't recorded this in a little bit. How is everybody doing?
Missed you guys.
Right?
Fucking.
Yeah. I missed you too, but my aim improves every. I fucked it up.
Go hang your head in shame.
Go hang yourself in shame. Hang your head in shame.
I will. Autoerotic as fake. Say, hey, Kevin, how's it going?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. You know, it's that time of the month.
The amount of silence that happened after that,
I need
to break,
some clarification.
I want to know more what you're talking about.
Can you specify what you mean by that?
It's almost Halloween.
Oh.
Time of the year.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I think Halloween should happen every month, too, Kevin, but...
I get it mixed up sometimes.
I agree.
So this is going to come out shortly after Halloween, I think. So... You know,
shortly
I hope you guys enjoyed Halloween. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed December Ween. I hope you actually were old enough to remember what that meant, but not too old to have missed it because you were too old to enjoy it.
Amy's family came into town. Amy's brother and my brother-in-law and sister came into town last Halloween-ish, and we did something called Easter Ween, which is now officially a new holiday because they couldn't come for Easter, so they decided to just do Easter on Halloween. And what we did was we painted eggs all spoopy, like Frankensteins and pumpkins
spoopy
and stuff.
Spoopy eggs?
And then we did a spoopy egg hunt where we searched for spoopy eggs. Not that the ones we made. Some of them we made, but some of them we didn't. And then we had Halloween Easter baskets, which were just basically filled with a shitload of candy. Like, so much candy.
You
didn't even have to trick or treat. When you're an adult, it turns out you can just buy the candy.
Yeah, then
you can just buy candy in lab coats.
And I'm interested to see how successful this thing is, but I put a bunch of candy into little baggies, and I'm going to put a table out in front of our door so no one has to ring the doorbell, but they can still get candy if they come by. I'm not sure if anybody's going to come by, but we'll see.
We'll report back.
Yeah,
we will. That's pretty cool. That's kind of what we're doing, too. Actually, we're going to do like an Easter egg hunt around the house, but with... little ghost filled with candy and maybe dead birds. I don't know. Popcorn.
Oh, nice.
Maybe both. Why not?
Dead pigeon. Do not eat.
There's a great... Binging with Babish has expanded his channel to include Sola. Sola.
Racist, but yeah.
Correct. And I'm sorry, everybody. I'm just a man. Actually, this comes out right before Halloween. Holy shit.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I think this is out. Yeah, right before Halloween.
I was off by time. And she just did an episode, which I should link, where she made a bunch of spoopy treats, including...
Cilantro Kit Kats.
what was it? Almond Joy made with crickets instead of almonds?
I only saw the thumbnail.
Whoa.
And then she just wedged a fake cockroach into a Hershey bar. That wasn't tricky. That was just funny. And then one of them was... they were homemade M&Ms. They were a little bit bigger. And they had, like, puffed rice in the middle, and I think they were maple-flavored. And it's supposed to look like a spoopy maggot, but it was also just supposed to be delicious. So I'll post it. It's a longer video, but it's fun. She really gets into making goofy, weird stuff. And then there was, like, sugar-coated bugs and shit. So it was good. It was fun.
Nice.
Yeah, that's really cool. I'm really happy that he did that, because it's the Babish Culinary Universe now. Which is kind of cool because it means he can have other people on and things like that.
The BCU, yes.
BCU. Today he made the Brood Witch from Aqua Teen Hunger Force. And
It
was basically just an adventure in how to make a bunch of deli meat, which I thought was genius.
Yeah, it was fun.
They made, what was the I want to say portobello, but that's not
mortadello.
Mortadello. And I didn't even know what that was until I saw it, and nor did I know that the things in mortadello were almonds. And I was like, what? Or pistachios.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting, but yeah.
Mortadella is not common out here in these parts.
It's kind
of
weird when you are someone who's... Yeah, so it's basically like ground pig pork belly or ham. I guess it depends on where you're at. But
it's like a bologna.
He made it with ground pork belly that he then put bigger chunks of fattier pork belly in with some spices and like cashew or pistachios and some other stuff.
It's like, and it's like a less uniform bologna, and it's got like bigger chunks of meat or fat and the pistachios in it. And I don't think I've ever had it, but it's a nice looking meat. It's really popular in New York, I think.
It seems like it could be pretty tasty.
I bet it is.
That sounds wonderful.
And Kevin, you'll love this. He made his own corned beef with brisket, and it's pretty effing easy. You just put it in the fridge a bunch with brining salts, and then you just smoke it for a little bit.
Making corned beef, basically, because corned beef refers to the salt that you use. So it's basically just salt beef that you then cook to your preference. Mm.
Salt beef.
And it's fucking delicious. So, food sock, everybody.
Food sock. Well, no, I have a hard right turn. Gary and Evans and my brother-in-law Dennis and I have been playing a lot of this game called Phantasmophobia.
Oh yeah, that just came out, didn't it?
Yeah, I think like a while ago.
I want to join you guys on that.
But it's fun, but it's also intense. Very, very scary. And it's scary. I'm not going to try to overdescribe it, but there's always like objectives, right? The main objective is always to figure out what type of ghost you have, and the way you do that is you like do tests like you would like the Ghostbusters or Ghost Hunters or whatever do, right? You have an EMF detector, you have like a UV light detector. There's like a bunch of things that they pulled in from like real life ghost hunting, I'm air quoting here, that they pulled into the game to hunt ghosts. And so you do that, and then you can determine based off of the things you're getting, the clues you're getting, which kind of spirit it is, right? And so there's three clues you'll need to find to figure out what every spirit is. So there's like, you know, however many spirits there are based off of that number.
Right.
It's like 9.
265.
So like everything is like, yeah, there's like 9, I think. And so, but there's also second objectives, like find a bone in the house, like, or something like that. Right. Like to get extra money so you can buy more stuff, to help hunt ghosts better, because the escalation of the game is that you have all these instruments and things, but then the locations start getting bigger and bigger, and so you need better versions of those instruments. Like, instead of just, like, walking around the house, you're walking around to school, so you need, like, a motion detector so you can, like, figure out where some things are at if you're not in that area, right? And so things like that. It escalates up. But other objectives are, like, take a picture of the ghost or experience a haunt attack or something like that. And so what can happen in this game is... it's got like voice recognition in it, which is kind of its whole gimmick, right? It can hear what you're saying as you're playing, which is spoopy. But every ghost has a name, and if you start to say that ghost's name, shit gets real. Like, and what happens when shit gets real is the following. So you'll start to hear things, right, that are not normal sounds. You'll usually hear like creaks and doors closing and stuff, but you'll hear like most of the time that kind of like grudge sound.
I hate that sound.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. The spiking of the mic looks really cool on the recording. But
does it?
You'll start to hear that, and your
it does.
And your flashlight starts to flicker. And if you're in a room, the lights will start to flicker. But
I hate flickering flashlights as a video game mechanic. Makes me viscerally uncomfortable.
it makes me uncomfortable too, because shit's about to go down. And then what will happen is like your light will go off, and you'll start to hear crazy shit happening around you. And you can turn your light back on, like if you do it. Sometimes. And other times you're trying to get a picture, so you're flashing this camera trying to figure out where this ghost is at, right? And right before I got on the podcast, I was playing with your brother and my brother-in-law, and we're trying to get this ghost, and Dennis is watching from the camera in the truck, because we set a camera up, right? And it was watching the room. And Gary's in the middle of the room, like, pissing off this ghost. He's like, you're a bitch, Kenneth Johnson. Nobody likes you, and you died an orphan. And... or something like that.
I can actually hear Garion's voice when you say that.
And so all of a sudden, what happens is like when you're in a room or in a location and a ghost is starting to freak out at you, all the doors close and they lock. So you have to try to hide, right? So if you're in a room, the front door to the house will lock, or the back door, or whatever doors would let you out of the house. And you have to try to hide in a closet, or sometimes, and other times you're not supposed to hide, but we're still learning that. So you can go hide in the closet.
Oh, yeah, sometimes they come in and just kill you in the closet, right?
Oh, yeah, and especially if you... Sometimes they only kill you if you run. And so the other part... So what happened was he was talking shit, and everything starts to flicker, and Dennis is like, there's a ghost right there! Can't you guys see him? And, of course, we can't see him because he hasn't manifested off-camera yet, right? And so he's, like, showing up on the camera for Dennis, but not for us. And
oh, so he was looking at cams?
No, yeah, he was in the truck looking at, like, as a camera set up in the school that we were in. And I start taking, like, you only have 5 pictures on the camera for some reason, but I start taking pictures to see if I could see it on the pictures, right? I didn't see anything. I had, like, 2 pictures left. And all of a sudden, I look over to the center of the room, and Garion's, like, on his knees getting strangled by this ghost. And I'm, like, sitting there taking pictures because I don't know what else to do. And then Garion dies, and the doors open up, and the ghost disappears. And I was like, oh, my God.
Well, guess I'll leave.
Shit, fucking shit. But we figured out what the ghost was and got an extra $10 for getting a picture of the ghost, but our friend died.
And Garion died.
Cool.
But and then I sent the picture, and you can put this in the episode if you want, of Garion's dead body. And conveniently and weirdly enough, his dead body was in the bucket that he was making fun of. His head was in the bucket. And I thought that was just the funniest fucking thing in the fucking world.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Shouldn't have made fun of that bucket, dude.
I know.
You should put that picture in the right chat so I don't have to go dig for it. Bit und donk.
Yeah, but so suffice to say, the game is. I don't usually get very far in scary games unless I'm playing with people in the room. And the best part about Phantasmophobia is that it's a multiplayer horror game, right? And so, but it's not versus like Dead by Daylight.
It's a cooperative.
Yeah, and so you're working together. So if you ever get too scared, you can always run back to the trailer with your friends or find somebody in the apartment or the house or whatever you're hunting in, right? And it's really interesting because. That's unique to horror games, I feel like. And if there's been games out there before, you know, feel free to prove me wrong.
There is another one. Game Grumps were just playing it.
Oh, yeah, but didn't it come out around the same time?
Not Dead by Daylight. I think it's a one-man game, though.
Well, this one's cool because you can play with up to 4 people and, like...
No, I'm sorry. It's a multiplayer, but one dude made it. So it's nowhere near the level of polish.
Oh, the Pacify game.
Yeah, Pacify. Yeah. Okay. So it's similar, but like if it was made 15 years ago.
So like I just think the cool aspect is that usually I would stop playing these games if I was by myself because I would get too scared. Or I'd be like, I want to be able to sleep tonight. And the combination of learning a new video game plus horror dreams is not one that really makes it easy to sleep for me because I like have those like video game learning dreams where you're like, I'm learning to play like Guitar Hero. And all you see when you close your eyes when you sleep is just Guitar Hero. And he's like, I can't sleep that way. So
I just get the vivid dreams. So they're not always nightmares, but I'd be like chilling with Dracula somewhere. And I'd be like, hey, Dracula. And he'd be like, blah. And I'd be like, that's cool. And then I'll go sleep again. And he'd be like, hey, Dracula. And then he rips out my eyes. So it's well, you know, 50-50 shot as to what this is going to go.
Escalated so fast.
But yeah, so I mean, if you're looking for a good spooky game to play, this game's only like $15 on Steam right now. It's fun. It's really fun. There are a lot of mic issues, so sometimes you can't get your mic issues figured out, and that sucks. But it was only $15, and it's in early beta right now. So,
what kind of mic issues? Like, it just doesn't detect it, or
there's so the way that the game works is it blocks your mic to other apps, I think. Ways.
So you can't cheat.
Yeah. So what we're doing was because you have to, it's all push to talk, right? So the game can recognize when you're talking. And there's 2 kinds of push to talk in the game. There's local. Which means that people in a vicinity around you, which is like 30 or 40 feet, and then there's a walkie-talkie. So you can click the walkie-talkie, and it's cool because the game puts you through a walkie-talkie, so it, like, it doesn't just make it... It's
oh, yeah,
just
I've seen sense. That. It does it to your voice.
Right? It's starting on this thing. And so it's cool. But yeah, so when we tried to get it on Discord so we could stream it, when Discord was like prioritizing our mics, but not in so much that people could hear each other who were playing the game in Discord... But it was also blocking the mics from being used in-game, but anybody watching the stream could listen or hear us that wasn't in-game. So it was very confusing. So we haven't streamed it or anything like that, right? Because Steam has its own streaming thing you can use, and we decided to just, if anybody wants to watch, they play that. But Tyler, one of our buddies, was having issues getting his mic to work, and he tried a bunch of stuff and couldn't get it. So at this time, it's like a coin flip, but I don't think it's 50-50 on if your mic works with it or not. So it's like a bunch of coin flips, you know? Or maybe not.
Like a D20?
Yeah, there you go.
Close enough.
That's better. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to monopolize the conversation.
A bunch of coins glued together.
I wanted to talk about that because
it sounds awesome.
It's fun. It's really fun and very scary.
Nate's pretty interested, actually, in playing with you guys, but she's terrified of scary games. So
the best part about it is you're playing with other people, and that's the one thing that keeps me coming back to it. Is I know that I can like enjoy it with other people, and it's not just me trying to outlast. Like games like Outlast or. Amnesia.
Yes,
that's
a
fucking
man.
Segue king. are all you. It's just you by yourself getting the shit scared out of you. And while that's fun and all, it's just not really, like, that fun for me. So that's why I'm liking this game better, because I can get scared with my friends. And I'll tell you this, the first time I ever messed with a Ouija board was in this game, and it fucking moved, and it was scary.
Ooh. Yeah, I've been watching some streamers play it. It looks pretty cool, but it also looks like one that I probably shouldn't play. So, gotcha.
Sweet.
There you go.
Hooray!
But speaking of games I should play, Among Us is a thing. Did we talk about that one yet?
Have we talked about Among Us? I feel like we've all been kind of purposely avoiding it.
Well, we haven't really recorded it in a while.
That's kind of suspicious.
It's true.
Yeah, it's super sus.
Super sus.
So Among Us is probably my favorite, most hated game right now.
Oh, yeah.
It is like, to me, the culmination of those, what is it, the social...
Hidden Traitor, social deduction.
Yeah, because of how well it balances run-of-the-mill tasks that you have to concentrate on enough to make it impossible for you to keep track of all of the moving parts, combined with vicious, vicious murder.
Can you talk about Among Us as a game, like, just so people who haven't played it or haven't
okay,
heard
so
about
yeah,
it?
Okay, so Among Us, you play as a... You're all little bean boys or girls on a spaceship, or gender neutral, I don't care, on a spaceship or on a base, and you're trying to achieve certain tasks like rewire things or flush debris into space or restart the generators or whatever. Top down, fairly simple game. You're running around trying to do this, and while you're doing that, a minority of you, one, two, or three of the ten at most, are an imposter whose job is to pretend to do tasks while viciously murdering the rest of the crew. Until you either kill enough of them, or they complete the tasks, or they flush you into space, because every time a dead body is discovered, or somebody calls an emergency meeting, you get to vote about who's going to get flushed into space. It is one of the most uncomfortably tense, anxious video games I've ever played. Right up there with probably Killing Floor. Like, easily.
Interesting. Interesting comparison, because that's a very different game.
It is, but it's that same level of anxiety.
Okay.
To me, like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit. And, oh, crap, I died. And it's the anxiety really peaks when you're the imposter, because you have to pretend to not be an imposter. It's the worst.
Yeah.
And keeping in mind, throughout all of this, right, you cannot talk to each other unless someone has called a meeting or someone found a dead body. So
yeah, so in the traditional game, there's a text chat, and the text chat is only active when you're in a meeting or you're dead, and you can chat with the other ghosts. When you die, you become a ghost, you can still complete your tasks. And people often now play it with Discord, and there's a rule, I mean, it's an assumed rule you just play, where you only unmute yourself when you're alive and at a meeting, and then you just mute yourself for the rest of the time. So it's a very isolating, very alone feeling game. There's a lot of things that adjust your visibility, so you can't see other players. Every time someone comes towards you, you're not sure if they're a murderer or if they're your friend. There's a kill cooldown, so they might just be your friend until they can murder you. It's a very interesting game. The game itself is dead simple. There have been knockoffs, there's been 3D versions, we've been talking about doing live action ones people have done online. Like, it's a very simple game. But the true game almost has nothing to do with it, because it's a game of bluffing and not trusting your friends. And you'll find out that most of your friends are probably sociopaths.
Yeah.
Which that just was... means that everybody in the world has a little bit of sociopath in them.
Nah, bro, I was in the electrical doing tasks.
I was watching Kendrick the entire time. Oh, yeah. I verify.
And to Kendrick's point earlier, like, about how the game does a really good job of keeping you from being able to focus on one thing or another. A lot of the really good videos from streamers are when they mess up, because it's very easy to do. Like, as an imposter, you can do this thing called venting, right? Where you hop into the vents in the spaceship or a hole in the ground or whatever. You can basically hide and travel around the map without having to actually walk around the map. But a lot of times when, like, the really funny, like, outtakes of people have from streaming are them, like, accidentally venting and then totally exposing themselves. Or... like,
because and we've all only done it.
Only
too.
The imposter can vent or emerge from a vent. And exactly. So it's very, very clear when someone emerges from a vent that they're the bad guy. And there's no faking it. There's no pretending otherwise. It's just, I saw a vent.
Or, like, and you still have those situations where, like, you might accidentally vent or might accidentally kill somebody. And then, like, you didn't see somebody that was walking up to you as it was happening. And so you just stand there and stare at each other. And then someone clicks report. But there's like, almost always just a little awkward pause that it would emulate like a real life situation where it's like, did you just kill this guy? And you're like, no, dog, I didn't do anything. No. Like, report.
And then you can self-report, and you can be like, no, this guy did it.
Yeah, you kill somebody, and you're like, hey, I found this body.
That's the worst feeling of being the person who was just killed, and then watching the person who killed you report the body and be like, hey, yo, I just found this body here.
And Joe did it. One of my favorite parts is when you vent, you come out of a vent, and someone sees you, they can't stop the game. They have to find a dead body or go hit the report button,
exactly,
or the meeting button in a different room, and you run the same speed. So if your kill hasn't cooled down, you see them, they see you, they haul ass, you haul ass, you're both panicking. All it takes is for one of you to fuck up the various diagonal and little corners and things to bump on where you can murder them.
And there's a kill radius, right? Like, you can kill people within a radius, so like, if you can keep outside that radius, you might be able to, like, just run away long enough or something.
And if you run and you, like, aren't quite close enough to the button and you try to click it but they kill you, you could get murdered next to the button. And then that the person who murdered you can just call an emergency meeting and can pretend that the body wasn't found. Like, there's a lot of metagame. It's all metagame. And I feel like we could talk about this for a lot longer, but we're at 20 minutes.
Yeah, so we should stop, but... two really good games that are out right now. Among Us being a way more like functional game if you want to play with people who don't like horror games. So
not for everyone, but probably for more than Phantasmagoria.
Yeah. Phantasmablobias.
Phantasmophobia.
And also try Hades. Just do it.
Just threw that in there. Kevin the Pusher Man.
Pusher Man.
The Pusher Man.
All right, thanks for listening.
Subscribe, buy those games. We don't make any money. We just want you to have fun.
Just play with us.
Just have fun.
And play Hades for the love of God so Kevin shuts up about it.
Yeah, seriously.
You know I won't.
He's not.
No, I know you won't. Bye!
Bye!
Bye-bye. Bye.